The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peake, reading today from the November 11th, 2024 issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. Today's first article, your handy guide to the soaps for the week of November 11th, the Tune-In Alert. From The Bold and Beautiful, Ridge, Steffi, and Katie discuss the fallout from Hope's firing on Monday, November 11th, while tensions rise between Brooke and Taylor when Brooke asks a question whose answer could change things forever. On Tuesday, November the 12th, Will and Electra finally give in to the undeniable chemistry between them. Electra worries on Wednesday, November the 13th, that the spotlight could bring her darkest secrets crashing back to the surface. On Thursday, November the 14th, Deacon and Finn are at odds, clashing over the truth about Hope, and Steffi and Ridge are puzzled as they try to understand why Carter is fiercely passionate about keeping Hope and her fashion line at Forrester. Bill receives yet another strange letter from Luna on Friday, November the 15th, and furious over her firing Carter, shares his plan for revenge with Hope. Our tune-in alert for Days of Our Lives, Brady gives Kristen an ultimatum regarding their relationship on Monday, November the 11th, while Steve and Roman question Clyde's intentions. On Tuesday, November the 12th, Chad clues Kat in on his plan to outsmart Clyde, and Julie updates JJ on Doug's health. Joey grows uneasy as Johnny contemplates confessing to Chanel on Wednesday, November the 13th, and Paulina reveals surprising news to Raffi and Jada. On Thursday, November the 14th, Tate opens up to Sophia while JJ questions Chad's trust in Kat. Ava wonders if Brady has a future with Christian on Friday, November the 15th, while Xander and Sarah confront a new obstacle in her recovery. From General Hospital, on Monday, November the 11th, Robert mulls a matter of the heart and Drew checks in on Willow. Anna wants answers, Diane seeks out Alexis, and Christina issues a plea. Laura and Lucky receive news on Tuesday, November the 12th. Elizabeth encourages Jason. Trina makes a strong first impression, and Holly makes a request of Anna. On Wednesday, November the 13th, Drew learns his electoral fate. Jason opens up to Spinelli. Maxie confronts Nina. Lois is suspicious, and Natalia is remorseful. Jason loses his cool on Thursday, November the 14th, and Michael and Willow have a heart-to-heart. Alexis warns Christina, Rick challenges Ava, and Trina and TJ catch up. On Friday, November the 15th, Jason stonewalls Carly. Rick takes on a new client. Isaiah receives an offer. Elizabeth vents to Terry, and Anna confides in Felicia. And from The Young and Restless, on Monday, November the 11th, Victor and Nikki settle into their new home. Jill and Ashley return home, and Sharon covers her tracks. Victor and Jill settle unfinished business on Tuesday, November the 12th. Lily keeps Billy on his toes, and Phyllis sets a trap for Sharon. As The Young and Restless airs its 13,000th episode on Wednesday, November the 13th, Victor and Nikki host family and friends for Abby and Devin's wedding, leading to a shocking turn of events. Sharon has a rude awakening on Thursday, November the 14th. Nick makes a shocking discovery, and Jill stands her ground with Billy. On Friday, November the 15th, Victor makes an impressive addition to his empire. Jack and Diane are busted, and Sharon is backed into a corner. In our next article today, from General Hospital, the spoilers promo, Cheating and a Pregnancy, by Diane Brunstein. Caught in the act, the action in this General Hospital spoilers preview for the week of November 11th has congressional candidate Drew Quartermain addressing his voters. You can count on me, he tells them. Well, at least his constituents can count on him. His nephew, not so much. Willow and Drew are sleeping together. A heartbroken Michael tells his other uncle Jason, the one who has been known to kill people for a living. What? Asks a shocked Jason, who is incensed to learn what his twin brother has been doing between the sheets with Michael's wife, and he won't stand by and let it continue. This is really bad, we hear Brooklyn say as Lois reacts in shock. Holy cannoli! We also see Michael peering in a window as Drew and Willow are going for another round. Jason is there when Drew and Nina return to the Quartermain mansion, and the two brothers go at it, throwing punches. Deceit and destruction. I'm sorry, I can't stay in Port Charles, says an apologetic Lucky to his ex-wife Liz, that same ex-wife he has left holding the bag of parenthood to raise their son all on her own. Liz doesn't look thrilled, to say the least. The next scene is on Molly as we hear the words, any chance you could be pregnant? Flashes of all the women who possibly could are shown. Besides Molly, it's Willow, Sasha, and Brooklyn before the promo ends. Let us know what you think is going to happen. Let us know. Also see it for yourself in the preview videos coming up this week. In our next story, The Young and Restless Spoilers for the Week, You're Home Now by Diane Brunstein. A reunion of sorts, the action in this Young and Restless Spoilers preview for the week of November 11th begins with Victor getting a surprise. For once in his own office, well, hello, hello, he says as he shuts the door behind him. Who is there? None other than Jill Foster Abbott. You ought to know by now, Victor. I don't like to be kept waiting, she says. These two Genoa City powerhouses have a lot of history, and much of it isn't good. Now he's coming after her company, wanting to humiliate Billy, all so he can gift it to Nikki. Is Jill back in town to put a stop to it? Ashley is home. I wasn't sure I was ever going to make it back, confides Ashley. Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore, says her big brother Jack, who adds, you're home now. They are outside the Abbott Mansion front door, and she is certainly a sight for sore eyes, there to support her daughter Abby as she walks down the aisle to marry Devon. But is Ashley ready to face everyone? Old home week. There he is, says an excited Harmony, thrilled to see her son Devon. As she is not alone, she has his sister Anna with her. My handsome brother, Anna explains. They join Devon, who is sitting with his sister Lily and cousin Nate. They are all there to witness the upcoming wedding of Devon to his son Dominic's mom, Abby. Are you ready for this? Asks Anna. I am now, smiles Devon, as he takes both women into his arms for a giant hug. In our next story today, casting news. The Bold and Beautiful introduces Christian Wiseman as Elektra's mystery man, by Mara Levinsky. On Friday, November the 8th episode of Bold and Beautiful, a new face appeared, that of actor Christian Wiseman. He has been tapped to play the role of Remy Price, a mystery man associated with another newcomer to the show, Elektra Forrester, played by Linnea Grace. A new man in town. While Wiseman may be new to the world of soaps, the Midwesterner has years of showbiz experience under his belt. After showing a passion for performance at a young age, he got his start as an actor in local theater productions and commercials. In an interview with The Panther in 2023, he recalled, I felt like I was kind of crazy because I was overly passionate about acting. When these other kids were wanting to do soccer, wanting to do other sports, and worrying about elementary school or middle school, I was honed in and focused on acting. That drive led him to begin auditioning for agents in Los Angeles, and he ultimately convinced his parents to allow him to make the move to the West Coast from his hometown in Evanston, Illinois, to further pursue his career in performance. He was only 14 at the time and stayed with relatives in Los Angeles while he broke into the business. Wiseman made his TV debut in 2014 on an episode of Girl Meets World, and is perhaps best known for appearing on the Saved by the Bell reboot for two seasons from 2020 to 2021. He told the Panther of the experience. "I was surrounded by such an amazing group of late teens and early 20s that just wanted to be creative, wanted to have fun, and wanted to let loose. I've felt welcomed on the sets before, but that was another level of friendship and feeling seen as an actor, but also as a person. So that was like the most incredible experience I've worked on thus far." In addition to his work as an actor, Weissman is a published essayist whose works have appeared in the Los Angeles Times and the Huffington Post, and a published poet. His poetry collection, Her, Him, and I, Poems, was released in June. Will Weissman's presence on the bold and beautiful canvas as Remy spelled trouble for the developing spark between Elektra and Will? Stay tuned to find out. In our next story, Happy 59th Anniversary, The Days of Our Lives, by Mara Levinsky. From love triangles and returns from the dead to evil twins and multiple possessions by the devil, Salem has seen it all since its debut on November the 8th, 1965. As the show marks its 59th anniversary, Soap Opera Digest takes a look back at some of the key story developments for each of its years on the air. So buckle up, readers. It's definitely a wild ride. In 1965, the show debuts on November the 8th, centering around the Horton family in the town of Salem. Dr. Tom and his wife, Alice, and their children, Addie, who was married to Ben, were parents to Steve and Julie. Mickey, a lawyer, Bill, a doctor, and Mary, who is engaged to Tony, son Tommy Jr., had been presumed dead 10 years earlier in Korea, leaving behind wife Kitty and daughter Sandy. Teen Julie was arrested for shoplifting, and ailing Tony dumped Marie the night before their nups, and she attempted suicide. In 1966, an emotionally fragile Marie married Tony's father, Craig. She miscarried their baby, and Tony's health improved. Craig divorced Marie and left town. Addie and Ben moved to Europe with Steve, and Julie got engaged to David. But he had a one-night stand with her bestie, Susan, who got pregnant. They wed for the sake of the baby, and Bill began dating Laura, a psychiatrist. In 1967, Susan and David welcomed a boy, Dickie, who died in a tragic accident after a day in the park with David. A distraught Susan shot and killed David. She got off on the temporary insanity plea, and David's mother then shot Susan, who was injured but survived. Julie revealed she was pregnant with David's baby, who she gave up at birth. Bill left town and fiancée Laura abruptly after discovering he had bone tuberculosis. She dated Mickey, Bill returned, and Laura wed Mickey. Dr. Mark Brooks came to town and began working at the hospital with Marie. They fell in love. In 1968, a jealous Bill raped Laura, who became pregnant but didn't know Mickey was sterile. She gave birth to Michael. Tom sensed something familiar with Mark, and he turned out to be presumed dead. Marie was horrified to have fallen for her brother and joined a nunnery. Scott and his terminally ill wife, Janet, adopted Julie's baby and named him Bradley. Susan became the nanny. In 1969, Tommy and Kitty divorced. She discovered the truth about Michael's paternity and blackmailed Bill, then died after a confrontation with him. Bill was arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter. Janet died. Julie found out that Brad was her son and married Scott, Susan's new beau. In 1970, in prison, Bill became friends with his cellmate, con artist Doug. Bill mentioned that Susan had money, and when Doug was released, he beelined it for her. She paid him to romance Julie. Doug and Julie fell in love. In 1971, Susan was raped in the park and became pregnant. She began a relationship with Greg, a doctor, and Julie and Doug had an affair. Addie returned to town. In 1972, Laura planned to divorce Mickey for Bill. Susan met Greg's family and realized his brother Eric was her rapist. She kept mum. She gave birth to a daughter, Annie, then was diagnosed with uterine cancer. Julie and Doug planned to elope to Portofino after her divorce was final. They had a big argument, and Doug married Addie instead. In 1973, Eric published a novel from which Greg figured out that his brother raped Susan. Susan and Greg wed. Julie was widowed when Scott died. Addie became pregnant and was diagnosed with leukemia. Mickey had a heart attack and suffered a stroke that left him as an amnesiac. He wound up on the farm where he met crippled Maggie Simmons. He introduced himself as Marty Hansen. In 1974, Marty and Maggie wed. The Hortons tracked him down, and Mickey and Laura divorced. Laura married Bill. Addie went into remission and gave birth to Hope. Julie married Bob Anderson, and Addie was struck by a car and killed after pushing Hope's stroller out of the way. In 1975, Maggie had surgery and learned to walk again. Julie became pregnant by Bob, but wanted Doug back. Laura became pregnant, and Julie's son David romanced Valerie, who was black. Julie miscarried. In 1976, after an accident, Mike needed a blood transfusion, and the truth of his paternity came out. An engaged Mickey shot Bill, then was admitted to a sanitarium. Dr. Marlena Evans was assigned to his case. When Mickey was released, he and Maggie adopted a daughter, Janice, and Laura went into labor during a snowstorm and gave birth to Jennifer. Julie and Bob divorced, she and Doug finally wed, and David and Valerie got engaged. In 1977, Mike dated Trish. Valerie and David split. She went to med school, and David grew close to Trish, who was pregnant with his baby after a one-night stand. She gave birth to a son, Scotty. Tom had a heart attack but survived. Marlena's twin sister, Samantha, an actress with mental problems, came to Salem and took over Marlena's life. Don figured out Samantha's ruse. In 1978, Don's ex, Lorraine, came to town with Donna, a daughter he knew nothing about. Julie was raped by an artist named Larry, and when he was found dead, she was arrested but ultimately cleared. Steve returned from Paris. Maggie began drinking when she temporarily lost custody of Janice, and Mike fell in love with Marco, and they wed, though she had leukemia. In 1979, Marlena and Don married. She became pregnant. Laura's mother, Carrie, committed suicide, which sent Laura over the edge. After her own suicide attempt, Laura was committed. When Julie's face was scarred in a kitchen accident, she divorced Doug. Doug's long-lost half-brother, Byron, died and left him a fortune. Byron's friend, Lee, targeted Doug. They wed. Amanda became involved with Chris. In 1980, Marlena and Doug welcomed a son, DJ, who died from sudden infant death syndrome. The Craigs' marriage didn't survive. Don had a fling with Liz, and Margot died. Marie tracked down Jessica, the daughter she gave up at birth, and Liz dated Neil. In 1981, Doug and Julie remarried. Alex adopted Jessica. Then Marie revealed that Jessica was his bio daughter. Alex told Jessica the truth. She developed a multiple personality disorder, and Maggie became pregnant via artificial insemination and delivered a girl named Sarah. Evan was the sperm donor. Kellum raped Marlena and then was killed by his son Todd. The Salem Strangler, a.k.a. Jack Kostichek, began terrorizing Salem. Tony, son of crime boss Stefano, came to town. In 1982, Stefano arrived in town and Jake killed Samantha, thinking she was Marlena, then killed himself. Jake's brother, Chris, began dating Roman's sister, Kayla, and Liz became pregnant by Neil. Roman and Marlena dated, and his MIA wife, Anna, arrived in town with their daughter, Carrie. Marie and Neil got involved. In 1983, Stefano was presumed dead of a coronary. Liz gave birth to a daughter, Noelle, and Liz shot Mary, thinking she was an intruder. She was convicted of attempted murder and jailed. Roman and Marlena wed, and Hope dated Roman's brother, Bo. Doug caught them about to make love and had a heart attack. Mickey and Maggie divorced. In 1984, Tony's identical cousin, Andre, was responsible for the new wave of murders in town. Hope was forced to marry shady D.A. Larry, and it was ultimately declared invalid. Stefano sought a valuable prism, which brought Bo and Hope to New Orleans, where they made love for the first time. Liz and Neil wed. After a plane crash, Andre and Roman were presumed dead. Kimberly Brady came to town for her brother's service, and Hope became a cop. Bo's ex, Megan, was revealed to be Stefano's daughter. Roman and Marlena welcomed twins, Sammy and Eric. In 1985, when Megan was found dead, Stefano blamed the Bradys and sought revenge. Bo and Hope, with the help of ISA agent Shane, brought down the Dragon, a British anti-monarchist, and were treated to a royal wedding. Shane and Kimberly began dating, and Kim developed hysterical blindness, recovered, and slept with Victor to save Shane's life. In 1986, Marlena deduced that the pawn, a.k.a. John Black, was Roman. Kayla opened up at Waterfront Clinic and got involved with Steve. Bo discovered Victor was his father. Hope miscarried. Jennifer returned from boarding school. And Pete and Melissa wed in a double ceremony with a reunited Mickey and Maggie. Liz and Neil divorced. She left Salem. Mike dated Jewish Dr. Robin. Todd died. And Kimberly and Shane welcomed son Andrew. In 1987, Kim and Shane wed. Eve, Shane's bio brother, came to Salem. Marlena was presumed dead. Hope and Bo welcomed a son, Sean Douglas, and 1987 left Salem on the Fancy Face to sail around the world. Steve's sister, Adrienne, came to Salem. She was raped by her father, Duke, then shot him dead. Adrienne fell in love with Victor's nephew, Justin, and they wed in Greece, where Roman and Diana became closer. Jennifer dated Frankie. Jack, son of Senator Harper Devereaux, came to town with Hodgkin's disease, and Kayla was hired as his nurse. In 1988, Jack and Kayla kept seeing each other in secret. When Jack found out, he raped Kayla. Nevertheless, Steve donated a kidney to save his brother's life. Justin had an affair with Angelica, and the riverfront knifer terrorized Salem. In 1989, Emilio and Jennifer got together after Frankie left town. Angelica married Neil but gave birth to Justin's son, Alexander. Diana and Roman got engaged, and Steve went undercover in a cult. Nick, Eve's former pimp, bought Blondie, which he renamed Wings. Marina, Steve's presumed dead wife, came to town, and her sister Isabella was in a sanitarium. In 1990, Hope was seemingly killed on a cruise of deception. Aboard the Loretta, Jennifer lost her virginity to Jack, and Patch and Kayla had a baby. In 1991, Marlena and the real Roman returned from the dead, and John searched for his true identity. Eve and Frankie moved to Africa, while Justin and Adrian left Salem with their three sons. In 1992, Vivian arrived with Lawrence and Carly's son, Nikki, and Carrie fell for Austin. In 1993, Sammy spied Marlena in John's arms. Sammy and Lucas schemed to keep Austin and Carrie apart. Bo fell for Billy. Stefano returned, as did Tony. Vivian buried Carly, and Jack and Jen divorced. In 1994, Tom passed away. Kate revealed that Bill is Lucas's dad, and Roman reeled when John proved to be Belle's father. Kristen wed Tony, Alan raped Sammy, and Stefano imprisoned John and Marlena at the Mansion Blanche. In 1995, John helped Marlena exorcise the devil via a stolen Kate Victor embryo. Vivian gave birth to Philip, Gina proved to be Hope, and Bo wed Billy. Jen married Peter, Jack and Laura slept together. Tony framed John for his murder, and he was nearly executed. In 1996, Stefano held Marlena hostage. in the Paris underground, and John was nearly put to death by the guillotine. Kristen plotted to thwart a John-Marlena reunion with the help of her pregnant lookalike, Susan. Lexi learned that she is Celeste and Stefano's daughter. Sammy and Austin married. Peter's death was faked, and Stefano zapped Laura's memory to keep the secret safe. In 1997, Carrie exposed Sammy's trickery and married Austin. Kristen passed off Susan's newborn son, whose father is Stefano, as hers and John. With Marlena busted, John and Marlena reconciled, but Kristen produced Presumed Dead, Roman, in time to stop their wedding. In 1998, Billy miscarried Beau's baby and made it look like Hope was to blame. Stefano implanted a mood control device in Vivian's brain, married her, and plotted to turn Hope into Gina. Celeste and Peter developed jungle madness. Lucas shot Franco dead the day Franco was to marry Sammy. In 1999, convicted of Franco's murder and sentenced to death, was spared at the last minute. John and Marlena finally wed, but Hope caused trouble. The real Princess Gina was revealed to be alive, and Austin caught Carrie in the bed with Mike. In 2000, the real Gina was killed. Beau and Hope remarried, and she birthed JT. But thanks to Stefano orchestrated baby switch, Abe and Lexi adopted the boy, naming him Isaac. In 2001, Austin and Sammy got engaged. Lexi realized that Isaac was Hope's bio son, and Rolf turned Gina back into Hope to keep the baby secret under wraps. Hope spilled to Beau that John sired her baby, and the teens treasure hunted in Puerto Rico. In 2002, Austin dumped Sammy. Lexi cheated on Abby with his son Brandon, and Nicole wed Victor. In 2003, Jack and Jennifer remarried. Rex and Cassie were revealed to be Roman and Katie's bio kids, and Roman wed Katie, then was killed by the Salem stalker. In 2004, Mickey married Bonnie. Jed birthed Jack Jr. in the jungle. The Salem stalker, revealed to be Marlena, killed Doug and Alice. Marlena and all of her apparent victims were then revealed to be alive on a secret island called Bellaswen. In 2009, John and Marlena remained married, then left town to fight his paralysis. And in 2024, Take took the fall for Holly's drug use. Steve investigated Shady Constantine, who has caused Victor's plane crash and was after Maggie's money and connected to the pawn, John. He was exposed and killed. Johnny and Chanel remarried, as did Xander and Sarah, and Paulina battled cancer and failing heart. Clyde led Chad to believe Abigail was alive. Chad found Abigail, but she turned out to be an imposter. Thank you for joining me today for the Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peek for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.